How much do you base your decisions on your feelings? How do you know if a feeling is right or wrong? Sam Eugenio here, welcoming you to another topic on our Daily Nuggets. Not everything you feel is right. Learning to manage your emotions is the key to peace of mind. I want to share with you four important reasons from God's Word why you need to learn to deal with what you feel. We need to learn to manage our emotions because they are often unreliable. Our gut feeling, our intuition is often wrong. Our intuition is often flawed. Our emotions, your emotions often lead you down a blind alley or blind spot. You can't depend on everything you feel. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." You don't have to accept everything you feel, because not everything you feel is right or authentic or will lead you in the right direction. Second, you need to learn to manage your emotions because you don't want to be manipulated. If you don't control your emotions, they will control you, or you will be manipulated by your moods. And if you're always guided by your feelings, other people are going to take advantage of you. Worst of all, negative emotions are Satan's favorite tool. He will use fear, resentment, sadness, and worry to wreak havoc in your life. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Thirdly, you need to learn to manage your emotions because you want to please God. God cannot rule your life if emotions rule your life. If you make your decisions based on how you feel, then you've made your feelings your God, and then God cannot be God in your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "To be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace." Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. And lastly, you need to learn to manage your emotions because you want to succeed in life. Study after study has shown that your emotional quotient, EQ, is far more important than your IQ, intelligence, when it comes to success. How many people do you know who ruined their reputation because something is said in anger? Or how many people miss a job opportunity because of their lack of self-control? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 23, "People get lost and die because of their foolishness and lack of self-control." When you choose to follow Jesus, that decision includes your emotions. So when you say, "I gave my heart to Jesus, I want to obey Jesus," it means you gave your emotions to Him so He could manage them. Jesus wants to be the Lord of how you feel, not just what you think and what you do. He wants to be the Lord of your emotions. From now on, then, you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. So how do I know if a feeling or emotion is right or wrong? The answer is simple. If emotions are in keeping in step with the fruit of the Spirit, you know they are the right kind of emotions. Friends, family, I'm sure there are emotions you and I need to surrender to God today. God is not content with just being a resident in our hearts. He wants to be the president of our emotions. That will be it for today's Daily Nuggets. Thanks for watching. I'll see you all next time, and may God bless us all.